It's time for JB and the General. Live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now. 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
Oh, hi there. WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio, JB and the General, Thursday edition, beautiful day in our Music City. John Burton, Patton Cook, the General, inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Good morning, Patton. How are you?
I'm doing well, John. Doing very well. After the radio, I'm not doing a darn thing. So today's
good
a great
for you.
Day.
You're going to get outside?
Getting outside. Well, I'm actually doing stuff, but I'm not doing other work after this.
Right.
I should stay. Got to do some adulting. Going to the dentist a little bit later
okay.
today.
Okay. All right. That's important.
Teeth cleaned, whitened for the
hey,
wedding.
Hey, you got to look good for those wedding pictures, my man.
Lexi submitted the payment for our wedding photographer. John, if you're ever looking for a second job,
yeah.
or a fourth or fifth job in your case,
yeah.
a wedding photography might be it, because my goodness.
Yeah, that's not cheap. But
pretty
I mean,
mid-level type pricing. I mean, the girl does great. Shout out, Jaina. I know you're not listening, but it's incredible.
Well, listen, you know, and I completely understand, but, you know, It's worth the investment, right?
Yes.
Because these are the most important pictures you're going to take in your life,
yep.
right? And they got to be done right because they're going to stand the test of time. You know, years from now when you and Lexi are old and gray and just,
yes.
you know, sitting in your rocking chair.
I'll be there before she will.
Watching Friends reruns. You know, you can pull out the old wedding album and look at the beautiful pictures taken by Jaina, and you can talk about, wow, look how young I looked there. Look how handsome I looked in my suit. So you got you good to go on the tux and everything like that?
We are good to go. I've been fitted. They will be picked up from a very popular suit store for men. It's men's is in the title of the store.
It's okay. It's it rhymes with Ben's Bear House.
Exactly. No free shout outs on this show.
No, you want the shout out, you know, let's do some business.
Exactly.
Give us a call.
That fitted,
call Orlando.
Right, yeah. We're fitted and we're ready to be picked up here in a couple weeks' time. I've ordered my groomsmen stuff. I mean, I know this
wow.
isn't the Patton Cook wedding show.
No,
but,
dude,
we're getting there.
There's not a whole lot going on today, so we don't have to go hardcore sports today.
Good.
You know, we can talk about whatever we want. Give us a call, 615-844-5600. Your best wedding advice for Patton Cook, everybody.
Right. And I would say what I got, but a couple of my buddies listen to the show, and it's a surprise. It's a good
yeah.
one. I've done well. I'll say that.
Is General Fan in your wedding party?
He is.
Okay, I like the General Fan.
He is very good. Shout out.
He's
the
a
General
good
fan.
good texter to the General Fan.
He is, and he a big UT fan. We won't hold that against him though, John. We will not do that.
You know, it's funny. You know, the Big Orange Caravan was in town this week. They brought everybody. Heupel was here. The new women's basketball coach is here. Why can't I remember her name? Danny White was here, the AD. Barnes was here. Why can't I think of the new women's basketball? She was just on with the McFarlanes like last week.
Kim Caldwell.
Thank you. Kim Caldwell was here. So, you know, it's well represented. So,
boy, does she look young, by the way.
She does.
John. I mean, I know she's a ferocious coach, but
yes.
Don't let the nice, kind face yeah, exactly. fool you.
I know.
She'll get after you, I've heard.
She looks like, you know, the girl next door, but, yeah, she's a competitor. And, you know, it's an exciting opportunity for her. I mean, you know, she'll learn quickly what the expectations are for this program. I'm sure Danny White laid that out to her during the interview/vetting process. And so, you know, she seems to know what she's up against, and we'll see. And Danny White said something very interesting, just the fact that, you know, and – a lot of it's PR because they were in Nashville, but
sure.
he did emphasize planting that orange flag here. I ran the soundbite last night on the news, you know, planting that orange flag here in Nashville and recruiting more, getting more talent for all sports out of the Nashville area. And, you know, it's important. I mean, it's the capital city. I believe it's the largest city in the state.
I would absolutely believe that.
Dude, you're from here. You should know this. You should.
All I know is we're the best city. How about that, mm-hmm. John? But in it, a couple things. One on kind of the recruiting here locally. I'm going to have a Vandy tie to it because it was announced yesterday that Vanderbilt will be working with the Metro Public Schools. That students will be made a little bit easier to get into, make more of a focus on getting local kids going to Vanderbilt. That's awesome. That's great.
That's fantastic.
Is that great academically, I think that'll maybe influence for the athletic side as well. Because
you imagine being a kid. I mean, you went through this being a kid growing up in this area, right?
Absolutely.
And, you know, you watch Vanderbilt sports. It was kind of like me growing up less than an hour from Syracuse, you know? I grew up following and rooting for Syracuse sports, football, men's basketball, women's basketball, whatever, lacrosse, you know. Now, it didn't work out that I could go there, you know, because, you know, it wasn't God's plan for me. It wasn't in the cards. But, you know, you're a kid. You grow up elementary school, high school. You root for Vanderbilt because they're the, you know, they're the local team. They're Nashville's SEC team.
Yep. And this was the headline. This is from Vanderbilt University's Twitter. A new partnership between VU and Metro Public Schools will make Vanderbilt more accessible to qualified local students. To me, that is great.
That's awesome.
That really just reminded me what you said about the Lady Vols and specifically what Danny White said on mm-hmm. Ken Caldwell. And this is something we talked about, John. I think it's vital they went outside the coaching tree of Pat Summitt. I think they tried it. It would have been great to have one of the former players,
Carol Austin, whoever,
and had it work.
I don't know if Andrea Carr, I mean, she's kicking ass on TV. I don't know if she has any plans to be a coach.
Exactly. But I think they tried that, and you can look at it two ways. One, you want to have the same morals and the same values
right.
what Pat Summitt has, and I'm sure
Coach and it's Caldwell, a draw saying, hey, here's one of Pat's, you know, right. players coming back to coach. Go ahead.
No. But I just think they tried that, and it was not working. And I think I don't want to say the shadow, but the spotlight of what Pat Summitt meant to this program, it was a little too bright, I'd say, for some of them. So for them to go outside of it, now Coach Caldwell's a great, great coach. Well, sure, it'll work out just fine for mm-hmm. her, and she's got high pressure on herself anyway. But
sure.
I think it was
she knows what she's up against.
Exactly. I think it was a smart move, and best of luck to her. Coming from a Commodore.
Like, you know, it's so funny because I look at a program like Georgetown, okay? I grew up, you know, they were a powerhouse program in men's college basketball. They had Ewing. They had Alonzo Mourning. They had, you know, not all at one time, but, you know, they had players like Pat. It started with Patrick Ewing, obviously, and then, you know, Alonzo Mourning, and then Dikembe Mutombo and Allen Iverson for 2 years and all these types of things. And, you know, when Coach John Thompson Jr., you know, left the program, you know, they brought in his son, JT3, and then after, you know, he got fired, he got him to a Final Four, I think, 1 year, or at least to an Elite Eight. And then, so he gets fired, and then, you know, they bring in Patrick. They said, you know what, we're gonna go outside the Georgetown tree, and then they bring in Patrick Ewing to be the coach. You know, the greatest player in
who was the base of the tree.
Exactly. You know, the greatest, you know, the marquee player in Georgetown men's basketball history. And that didn't work. And so they finally went outside the box. You know, my team, the Giants.
Does it ever work, John? I'm trying to really think of an example.
Here's the thing. John Mara, the owner of the Giants, would always say, you know, we need somebody with giant ties. No, you don't. You know, when Gettleman failed as a GM, miserably, I might add, and all these people, all these coaches that had loose giant ties, you know, they weren't winning. So they finally said, you know what? I think it was actually the other owner of the team, Mr. Tisch, who I think told Mr. Mara, hey, you know, let's try something different. So they bring in Dable and Shane. They had that first good year. Last year, not so much. We'll see what they do. But, yeah, I mean, the idea is great, and it's great from a PR perspective, right? And I've said this all along, you know, I think the plan was at some point to bring Tyler Summitt back to coach the team. But that didn't work out. And like I said, you can Google why.
That's not for us.
It's not something we're going to get into. It just, you know, just. So we'll just leave it at that. Yeah. But don't you think that was the plan eventually? Because he went off the coach, and I think it was like, all right, let him branch out, get his seasoning, and then when the time is right, boom, we'll bring in Tyler Summitt, You know, come home, you know, coach your mom's team on the court that's named after your mom, and then here we go. And, you know, we'll get back to being one of the elite programs in women's college basketball.
I think it was, and I think it's good that at least, and this is very off the beaten path, but I think it's good that they at least didn't throw him into it right away. They kind of wanted him to prove himself a little bit, because you see that happen in utter disaster, and not just in basketball and not just here in America. You see it soccer, it happens quite often,
sure.
And it's an absolute mess. But I think this program's in good hands now, John. It took some time, and I think maybe these past couple of years have opened the Lady Vols fan base and maybe the NIL front's eyes to maybe just how far behind you are. Because you look at what kind of some of these programs we've talked about forever, and we talked about the commitment. A couple people have talked to us about it now, John, not just closely connected within the coaching group with Tom Hodges. They got some work to do, and I think as – sometimes you got to take a couple steps back to move forward, and I think they might have done that.
Well, listen, I thought by and large Kelly did a nice job.
Yeah.
Kelly Harper. But, you know, it's Sweet 16 minimum for that program, you know?
Yeah.
The expectation is Elite Eight or better, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, that, I mean, that's tough. When I found out Kelly got fired, I was like, yeesh. You know, you look at her record. She, you know, she won like, I don't know, 72% of her games. But, you know, I think UT is looking around and they're seeing what South Carolina is doing. They're seeing the growth of women's college basketball. You know, what Caitlin Clark did and, you know, obviously South Carolina and all these marquee teams. You know, UConn is still right there, you know, right, where they need to be, you know, hovering around the Final Four. And some of these programs, and, you know, obviously LSU, which is a direct competitor in the SEC, and they're like, that needs to be us. We need to be mentioned among those teams, you know, and we're not right now, and so we got to do something about it. So I know that couldn't have been easy for Danny White to fire Kelly.
No.
Who played for Pat, who won championships with Pat, who you knew wanted to be there and wanted to get this program back to where, you know, we're used to seeing them. But
wasn't for the lack of trying.
Exactly. No, I thought she did a nice job.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's tough, man. It's tough. It's a business. NBA last night, the Celtics blow out the Heat 118-84. So that series is done.
Had that game on for about 5 minutes and then quickly realized where this one was going. Shout out Luke Kornet, though, had a nice little, because it was a blowout, he got to play quite a few. So the former Commodore with a nice
the son
showing.
Of Tracy Kornet.
Yep.
Channel 4 news anchor. Really nice lady. Really nice lady. I've met her on a couple of occasions. Mavericks blow out the Clippers 123-93. Playoff P, not so much. What do you have, 15?
Yeah, no. that fluke.
Luka had a bad knee. He was sick, and he still had 35, 7, and 10 if you need it.
Yeah, not surprising at all. The fluke playoff appearance where you had James Harden and Paul George both score 33 points.
Mm-hmm.
That was as rare as the eclipse, John Burton. That will never happen again. I can go ahead and tell you right now. I'm rooting for the Mavericks, John. I know Kyrie gets a bad rap sometimes, but he's been
on his best behavior.
He's been mature this year.
Yeah.
Some personal growth maybe in the greater Dallas area.
Well, listen, you're always going to have an affinity for Kyrie Irving being a Cavaliers fan. I was rooting my ass off for the Cavaliers in 2016, so I jumped out of my seat when he hit that shot over Steph Curry, mulehead, if you need it.
In case you forgot.
Yeah, in case you forgot. And, you know, I mean, I was – outside of, you know, Cleveland, I was the happiest guy when LeBron and Kyrie won the championship in 2016. So I get it. And yeah, he's just been, you know, shut up and play basketball.
Right.
You know, and
he's done that this year.
Yeah. And so, they're an easy team to root for. I would rather root for them than freaking Denver. I'm starting to not like Denver.
Yeah.
Like, I respect them, but it's just, you know, Joker's just such a, you know?
No, I'm with you.
I mean, I just, you know, he's the best player in the world, and he's just
he doesn't even care that he is.
He doesn't take care of his body, and he's just, you know, he's got kind of a crappy attitude, and I'm not feeling him. Luka's exciting, he's
right,
demonstrative, you know what I mean? So yeah, okay, I'm with you on that. I'll
Let's go Mavs.
Yeah, okay.
This
All
is
right.
the Mavs house, John.
All right. Well, yeah, Mavs and Cavs,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
Well, my Knicks, hopefully tonight, will take care of business in Philadelphia. Did you hear what the Sixers ownership group did?
No, I did not.
Well, you remember Sunday when the Knicks went in and won game four? Like, Knicks fans took over in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, the Knicks fans were just, I mean, it was really incredible. Because New York and Philly are rival cities. They hate each other. But the Knicks fans came in and they won that game. And they were just like, they were louder than the Sixer fans. So what Sixers ownership has done, and this is a pretty noble thing, they bought 2,000 tickets for tonight's game to give out to, you know, military members, first responders. A very noble thing. But underneath that, it's, we don't want New York fan coming in and taking over like they did in game four. You feel me?
Wow. That's good. I thought you were going to do, the Preds kind of do this where they geo-restrict where tickets are bought. So
yeah.
If you're in.
Well, that was to prevent Chicago exactly. Blackhawk fan from coming in and taking over back when the Blackhawks were good.
Right. If you're in Vancouver right now and you're trying to buy a Preds ticket, you might as well not bother because they don't allow that from what I understand. I don't know if you saw this looking back at the Clippers game last night.
Yeah.
Outside the arena, did you see the billboard that was flashing up in L.A.?
Mm-mm.
It was a sky scanner ad, and it was Dallas to Cancun was the... Now, that was taken down prior to the game, and you had a statement released by the Clippers ownership saying, we don't do that. We didn't know.
Yeah, we had nothing to do with that.
But that ad was taken down right before the game. I thought that was brilliant.
How about what Charles said about the Pelicans? They're going to Galveston, Texas with that old dirty water. Shaq was losing it, dude.
I think we might add a San Antonio women reference in that
they're down there eating them churros, the big fat women down there. Those are Charles's words, not ours.
Nope.
Okay, I'm just repeating what Charles said. NHL last night, I know we're up against the break, but real quick, Stars beat the Golden Knights 3-2 last night. So they now lead that series 3-2. What a great series that has been. They're going 7. Yep. Golden Knights, man, two good teams, bro. And the Oilers, who I was bashing yesterday, all they did was beat the Kings 4-3 to win that series 4-1. Winner of Predators Canucks get the Oilers in round 2.
That's a nice little gift for you.
Out of the frying pan, into the fire, right. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, you thought Vancouver's front line was nice. How about
Connor
McDavid and
Dreisaitl? Now you got Dreisaitl and McDavid. Good luck.
Yeah.
So, but part of me would really like to see the Predators match up against the Oilers.
Too.
I just like watching Dreisaitl and McDavid. Obviously, I like watching our guys, but Dreisaitl and McDavid is unbelievable, man.
Gives you an excuse to talk about those two for a week.
And you got to see him play live.
Yep. Oh, I have not. So I'm
dude. You got to see him play live. Yeah. Like he's a magician out there. So not trying to put him over in disfavor of the Predators, but
Philip Forsberg is great. Nashville fans,
yes, and we love Yossi.
McDavid
the Menchival mention. I actually had Chase on Sportsline last night, and he says he thinks Yossi's the greatest Predator of all time. I still say Pecorine, but he's right there.
Yeah. That's hard to pick between the two.
I know.
That'd be a handsome statue out there for Roman Yossi.
Yossi's a good-looking dude. All right, we're up against the break. We'll come back, and Tim Corbin from Vanderbilt Baseball will join us. Stick around, WNSR.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LIFT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my entire family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's a Bill King show.
Interestingly enough, Jerry Curtis, Adam, I'm sure you saw this, over the past week has committed to Georgia. And depending on the recruiting service, he's either the top-ranked quarterback in his class, and in one of the services, they've got him ranked the top overall player regardless of position.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Listening to JB and the General. Call or text into the show 615-844-5600. Well,
it's Thursday, WNSR, JB and the General. It's Thursday. You know what that means. It is time to check in with the two-time national championship coach of the Vanderbilt baseball team, Tim Corbin. Corbs, good morning. How are you?
Good, JB. How you doing?
Oh, man. Doing great. Doing great. Weather's getting nice. Good. Good baseball weather, right?
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah, this time of year. We've been lucky. It's been a good spring that way.
For sure. So RJ gets hit by the pitch with the bases loaded. You get the walk-off win over Tech earlier this week. Years from now, I'm sure RJ will tell his grandkids, I hit a screaming liner into the gap, right? Doesn't matter how you do it, yeah. As long as you do it, right?
Well, he actually did the at-bat before to get that three-run home run. But
yep.
You're right. Doesn't matter how you win them. But it was the right guy at the plate, that's for sure.
You look at where your team is now, and we've talked about the fact that, you know, you're getting through finals and these kids get to have the experience of just being baseball players from now until however long the season goes. That's really an exciting time for these young men, isn't it?
I think so. I mean, I think when, you know, now it's May, beginning of May, and they can put the books down and just concentrate on baseball and be at the facility, I think it's almost like a gift for them because you don't get these opportunities much and still have a lot of season left, but that concentration level is just getting better in the weight room and getting down to the facility and taking extra ground balls, getting in the cage more. So I think it's really good for them. It's really a mental relief more than anything.
Coach, does your kind of your approach change with your players during this time when it's just baseball for them?
Not too much. I mean, I think, you know, you just talk more about rest and relaxation and how you spend that extra time. But I think for them, it's, you know, it is a gift. It's just their ability to kind of just focus in on what they're doing and have fun. It's really the time you can be like a professional baseball player. You know, that's your only concentration. But for us, no, not too much from a team standpoint. You get a little bit more time with them, so you can do some extra things in the classroom if you want to. But I think more than anything, it's just their ability just to concentrate on one thing and one thing only.
Coach, what's the latest on Jaden Davis? How's he doing?
He's in surgery right now, actually. And he'll be done this afternoon. You know what? You hate to see that happen to any kid.
Yeah.
But if it could happen to any kid on our team, he's the guy that's going to handle it in a way that's completely different, in my opinion. He broke his nose in the fall and was back on the field within a week. All he was talking about the other day was, you know, when he knew he was going to have surgery, is on Saturday night when he was driving home with his parents. I called him when he got out of the hospital, and I said, you just get home and rest. And he said, well, I'll rest tonight, Coach. But he goes, I'm going to be in the dugout tomorrow. He goes, all I ask is that you just have two smoothies for me. And all he cares about is getting back on the field again. That's all he's talking about. Yesterday, when the guys were hitting on the field, he's out there. He's in the dugout. He's dressing out. He's acting like he's a player. So he's a very unique kid, and he puts a positive spin on everything.
Yeah. You expect him back at some point this season, or is it still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah, okay. I do. I think, you know, a lot of it has to do with your mentality, but there's not a lot of fear in this kid. And I think as long as the doctor says that, you know, he can't hurt himself and injure himself anymore, then he'll be back on the field. Now, how we do it, I think he's going to have to operate with some type of shield, whatever that may be. You know, we've done that with jaws before, but with an orbital fracture, or fractures, I should say, it's a little bit different. So we're just going to have to protect that area of his face. But, I think if anyone could do it, he certainly can.
How scary was that to watch at the time, Coach?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah.
He turned to bunt, tried to get out of the way of the ball. The ball was a 94 mile an hour fastball.
Jeez.
That was up and in. He never got a part of it, so it wasn't like the ball slowed down. It got all of them. And when he first went down, you know, I saw the blood, and he was face down.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, you know, what is it? You know, I think it's one of those things where you don't even want to reveal what it is. But, you know, he got on his feet, walked off the field. The swelling was pretty intense right away. And then you know, his face the next couple of days, you know, there's a lot of distortion to it, obviously. It's a blunt force reaction to being hit by a ball. So, but, you know, yesterday better, you know, he's able to open his eye. You know, there's still a lot of swelling, but he can see a little bit. So I think it's certainly, the body does remarkable things when it heals. And he's, like I said, the mentality of him is going to help this situation a lot.
Coach, that game three against Mississippi State, I thought your comments after it were kind of about how every fan felt, I would assume. Kind of walk us through that game three and kind of those last couple of innings and how tough of a loss that was.
Yeah. Well, what I said was true, and it's how I feel right now. And but I think it's not even how I feel. It's how the kids felt. You know, they're the ones battling. But it was kind of a tale of two games. I mean, that pitcher on the mound, Sinjay, he's going to be one of the best pitchers in the country. He already is. But, you know, as far as next year, it's a kid that was throwing near 100 miles an hour and a 91-mile-an-hour slider. So those are unique numbers. But he was going through us early, and then we kind of jumped him. And when we jumped him, we put together a really good inning. Braden Holcomb, our freshman, started off with a two-strike double. But I was really proud of the kids and really their fight to get back into the game, to go up in the game, And then, you know, we just couldn't hold on to the lead at the end. You know, we had opportunity, you know, in the bottom of the ninth. And that's probably where, you know, if a McIlvain is healthy, you know, we're able to pitch him, because we were stretching Miller Green just because we didn't have as much in the bullpen. But Miller was pitching so well. He gave us a great seventh, gave us a great eighth. Got the first out in the ninth. And the second kid, Mershaw, on the shortstop, got a single. But what ended up happening is those two kids ate 17 pitches, and it kind of wore him down. So when he got to Hines, you know, we either had to pitch to Hines, left on left, with an open base, put him on, you know, as a potential winning run, or pitch to the guy behind him who's hitting 400 off of lefties and has the most two-out RBIs on their team. So it was a dangerous predicament, but at the same time, it was more about pitch execution. And I told Miller, you know, we're not in that game without Miller Green. And I knew he threw a fastball. They got hit out. That eventually lost the game for us. But, you know, we had a chance to win it in the bottom of the ninth. We didn't. And, you know, it's more about pitch execution than anything else. He's going to learn from that. That home run right there is going to end up winning him some games, because he's going to realize that, okay, if I'm going to throw that fastball in an area, then I'm probably going to throw it up and in. I'm going to throw it in. I'm going to throw it down away. I'm going to do something where he can't strike it. But Hines is a good hitter, and it was disappointing. Disappointing for the kids. That was one of those that really hurt. It was a gut punch. So just got to come back from it.
Last one on that, Coach. Was it a tough decision to pitch to him, or was that one you kind of had made a couple batters before?
Well, we kind of knew. We had everything in front of us. I mean, yes, he had hit two home runs the day before against two lefties. The pitches were both in the same spot, so it was really staying away from that spot. I mean, Hines is hitting 175 against lefties. The kid behind him, Hizak's hitting 400, and already hit four ropes against us in the game, so he was riding a hot bat, too. So it's like you should pick your poison. But regardless of who you're pitching to, you just got to execute, you know, the pitch. And you're asking a younger kid to go up against a more advanced hitter. He just put a pit ball in a, you know, an area where Hines could strike it, and Hines could strike it with force. And that was the unfortunate thing. It's easy to say, you know, you shouldn't have pitched to him after the fact. Like Ari asked me, you know, she said, but, you know, everyone's a genius sitting in the stand, you know.
Right.
Get your ass down on the bench and coach. Then it's a little bit of a different story. So, you know, you have a decision to make. And we did what we did was what we thought was right.
Yep.
Yeah. We're talking with Tim Corbin, Vanderbilt baseball coach. Obviously a tough series with Georgia coming up this weekend. I know they're a game below 500 in the SEC standings, but they've been playing some really good ball lately, haven't they?
They're good. I mean, they can hit. Their offense is home run dominated. You know, you get a guy that's hit 30 so far in the country, Condon, and then you have a bunch of guys that have 14, 13, and 12. So it's a home run hitting team. It's a completely new team compared to last year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Condon's back and Corey Collins is back, but then the rest of them are portal kids. So it's an older team. They're good. They're definitely good, and they play really well at home. So this certainly will be a challenge for us.
Yeah, the stretch you got coming up, you know, you got Georgia, UT, Kentucky. I mean, do you see this as an opportunity to really see what your guys are made of from a not only a physical standpoint but a mental standpoint in terms of just, you know, stamina, hanging in there, that kind of thing?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's part of playing in this conference, right?
Yep.
Mean, it's going to be this way. There's a lot of teams that are in contention. There's some teams at the top, but the teams at the top can certainly, I mean, there's a lot of good series the next 3 weeks, but there's a lot of things that can happen. You know, even to a team like Auburn that is kind of sitting down underneath everyone. I mean, Auburn's good. That's a good team.
Mm-hmm.
And they can flip it quick. I mean, they go into these last three series and go on some type of winning streak. Then the next thing you know, they're in the middle of something. So I think anything can happen. I mean, we got into a regional 1 year with a 12-18 conference mark. And then we went into the final game of the SEC tournament that particular year, and that probably did it for us. but we still had a really good decent overall record. I think it was 36 wins. But, you know, when you're playing this brand of baseball and you're playing these types of teams, then you're going to bang on one another, and it's kind of a survival of the fittest. You just can't drown. You know, you're going to get overwhelmed with water, but you just got to get above it at certain times, take a breath, and say, okay, we're okay. I think I've said these words to you before, but
sure.
You know, at certain times, you can, you know, I think retaining your confidence as a team is the most important thing going through this conference, because it is a gauntlet. So if you can get through it, then there's a lot of freedom on the other side, and you'll certainly be prepared for anything. There won't be anything better than what you've already played, so it's just a matter of going through it. But, yeah, I think the kids they're definitely looking forward to it, not putting a lot of emphasis on it, because they already know. So it's like, I don't want these kids playing with a lot of pressure. I just want them to get out there and play their best and compete their best and give themselves a chance, because we've got some good pieces, and I just want to see that come to fruition for them.
Coach, it looks like Walker Buehler's going to be making his return from Tommy John on Monday. Have you gotten to talk to him much kind of during this recovery process?
Yeah, I talk to him every so often. He's a good communicator, and he likes to talk. You know, he's one of those kids who will get on the phone with you, but he's very communicative. He's very excited. He feels very strong. Walker will never lack confidence, I can tell you that. I mean, it's what makes him good. It's one of those kids that he has a high belief system in himself, and because of that, he always seems to rise to any type of occasion. But that's already a strong team, so you get him back, it just makes them a whole lot better. But I'm looking forward to watching him pitch. It's been a long time.
Yep.
You know, it's about a year and a half now.
Yeah.
So get him back out there. I was glad they didn't, you know, for him, I think there was a part of him that wanted to come back last year if they get to the playoffs. But I think in retrospect, it's probably the very best thing. His window of opportunity is small, so you just want to make the best of the short time that he has, whether that's another 5, 6, 7, 8 years, whatever it may be. But he stays in good shape, so I would never say never to anything that kid wants to accomplish.
Before we get you out of here, Coach, how about a dining report?
Yeah, as of late, you know, where we went to kind of a standby is Cheesecake Factory last night.
Mm.
That's really good. The thing about Cheesecake Factory is it's a book that they give you before you sit down.
They got it all.
And that menu, they got it all. I mean, it's so expensive, but everything on there is really good. And they have like a what they call like a skinny menu now.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually, from a marketing standpoint, it is a skinny menu, but everything on there is really good. Last night I had the beet salad and the lemon garlic shrimp and pasta, and that was delicious. And that's on the skinny side, and it was excellent. So you can eat well there for sure. That's a very, very consistent place.
Tim, as always, we appreciate the time and the candor, and good luck against Georgia this weekend.
Okay, gang. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
all right.
Coach.
Kind of kept it real there for a minute. He was like, yeah, it's easy to be up there.
Get your ass on the bench.
Get your ass on the bench and make these decisions. Kind of took a swipe at Aria there, I think.
Coach, you can do whatever you want.
You can
on
do
this
it
show.
When you win two natties, yep. And you consistently win. You can do it. I think you sent a little message to Aria there.
Love
so
it.
You get your ass out there on the bench. Oh, Corbs is the best. He's the absolute best. All right, we'll come back, take your phone calls to the top of the hour, WNSR.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchise or SPV LLC.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
And now, Elite Land Management is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Elite Land Management, serving Middle Tennessee with over a decade of experience. For forestry mulching and land clearing, give the pros a call today at 931-306-4157. 931-306-4157. That's Elite Land Management. They're professionals who care.
The battle for a 7th Street Division crown starts right now. And the East already knows. Don't sleep on the Atlanta Braves.
Swung on, belt, deep right field, gone. Home run, Michael Harris.
Tomorrow night, the battle of National League rivals doesn't get much bigger as the Braves roll into L.A. to take on Freddie Freeman and the Dodgers.
Coverage begins at 8:55 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
All right, welcome back. No Braves baseball tonight. They won yesterday at Seattle to avoid the sweep.
Yes.
Big series coming up this weekend for the Bravos in L.A. against the Dodgers. And you mentioned Walker Buehler about to come back from Tommy John surgery. Friday, 8:55 pregame. Saturday, 7:55 pregame. And then Sunday, 2:55 pregame. Braves at Dodgers this weekend. That's a little bit intriguing. That's some good baseball. NLCS preview, question mark?
Wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me, John. What's Ohtani's betting streak like at this moment, John? Boy, has that been swept under the rug.
Well, where do you think that comes from? You know, we have a stud, not only great player here, he's an international stud player. He's one of the marquee players in our league. Yeah, we're, you know, it's I relate it back to Tim Donaghy, yeah. You know, the crooked referee. Yeah. When David Stern immediately came out and said he was a rogue official who acted alone. Okay.
Whatever you say, David.
I mean, listen, I don't mean to speak ill of the dead. David J. Stern, the former NBA commissioner, is no longer here. Shortly before his death, that's what he claimed. He also claimed that the Michael Jordan's first retirement was there was nothing behind that. Gambling suspension. All right, Kevin, what do you got, man? Good morning.
Well, well. If it isn't my main key transient buddy, John Burt. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you? good to hear your voice, Kevin.
Hey, Corbin, man, he was giving Ari a hell. If anybody deserves to get hell, it's that girl. She's the worst.
Listen, I'm
glad to see Corbin does not like her. So.
I'm not going to, you know, I have nothing to say on that matter. I don't know anything.
We've heard things.
We've heard things, but I don't know. Yeah. So I can't speak on it, Kevin.
You said it, not
us. Exactly. Well, that's your opinion.
Now, Kevin, where do you get her coverage from? Is it Vandy stuff or what?
I catch some of her mentions in Twitter and stuff on my timeline. I don't follow her, but I catch it every now and then. And, yeah, she's awful. But as a Tennessee fan, I appreciate you having Coach Corbett on every week because I really like him. He's a class act, and he's a really hell of a coach.
So. And you could tell he loves his kids, you know, and – you know, he said, I love coming on and talking about my kids. And, you know, and so, yeah, we're very lucky to have him on every week, given the fact that, you know, there have been changes to how you can, you know, receive Vanderbilt baseball over the airwaves. But for him to stay committed to us once a week to let us know what's going on with the program, we absolutely love it. We have nothing but love and respect for Coach Corbs.
Now, Kevin, your text, what are you referring to?
Yeah,
here?
Yeah, what is that all about?
What's your guess?
You know that you know what I'm talking about, though, don't you?
I do. Yep. Okay. Yeah. With A&M coach, right? He kind of divulged that information.
All right, bring me up to speed on this because I'm a little. What's going on, Kevin?
Okay, the Texas A&M coach in a press conference the other day mentioned that you know these dugouts have live feeds, like camera live feeds, and like in the major leagues, you know, the opposing team can't see the other live feed, and you're not supposed to see the other live feed. Well, apparently there was an SEC team that got reprimanded by the SEC for filming, allowing them to see the home team to see the visitors' live feed dugout, like especially like when the pitcher coach is, you know, in the walkie-talkie telling what pitch to, you know, pitch. So, and he said it's kind of funny that that team that they got in trouble, he wouldn't call them out. But that team that got in trouble batted 306 at home and 206 on the road.
Funny how that works.
So everybody's been trying to do the math on that. Who is this team, you know?
Yeah.
So I wanted Coach Corbett. I know Coach Corbett knows who it is. But if you look at the math, it awfully looks like it's Arkansas.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Wow.
That's what it looks like.
Wow, that's intriguing. I'm going to have to take a deeper dive into that. I don't think Corbis would have commented on that had I asked him. So.
I know. I just wanted to.
I know. You like to stir blank up. I know. You're that guy. you're that guy.
Patton, I know you're getting married soon, brother, and it's a big deal. And John is right. You got to get that photographer right. I've been married 27 years.
Oh.
My wife still gets those pictures out the company.
I love it. Love it.
God bless you both, man. That's awesome. 27 Absolutely. Years.
Get this, Patton. I was married at Skerritt Bennett Chapel, which is on Vanderbilt's campus.
Wow.
So your love started at Vanderbilt University.
Let me guess. Black tux, orange tie, orange cummerbund, right, Mulehead?
It was. I didn't go orange. My wife didn't let me.
But, you thought about it though, didn't you, Muley?
Everybody in there was went to Tennessee, basically. But it's a beautiful chapel. It's if you Google it, it's amazing place. But a lot of hits built back in the 20s.
Awesome.
I think it was the 20s, but very nice. But yeah. But this Tennessee fan was married on Vanderbilt campus.
Well, Kevin, I'm not getting married on Tennessee's campus, but I'm getting married in East Tennessee, kind of. So, I mean, we're kind of swapping back and forth here.
So you're going to God's country.
Going to Gatlinburg.
Nice. So before I get out of here, I want to ask Johnny.
Yep.
You know, LeBron, do you think he's going to get suspended for about half the season the way he acted that last game?
Thanks for the call, Mulehead. We'll come back and close out our number one WNSR.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. The package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. It's starleasing.com to learn more.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Start your experience at Bob's with the fried calamari or fresh scallops seared in Texas burnt honey. All the beef at Bob's Steak and Chop House are USDA prime cuts. From the traditional Philly of tenderloin and ribeye to the adventurous Kansas City bone-in strip. They even have two different surf and turf options. And if you're looking for the other white meat, Bob's Steak and Chop House serves a dry-aged pork tomahawk with homemade applesauce. Fresh seafood is on the menu from salmon to scampi and even fresh lobster tail. For reservations, give them a call or log on to the Omni Nashville Hotel website. Bob's Steak and Chop House at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
They say health is wealth, and I could not agree more. That's why if you or somebody in your life is living with everyday aches and pains, I want to tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that helps fight pain naturally. Naturally. Now, that's a big deal. Developed by its doctors, Relief Factor's unique formula of ingredients all work together to help support your body's response to inflammation. Instead of masking pain for a couple of hours, Relief Factor actually helps reduce or even eliminate your pain for good, whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain. If you're looking to feel better, live better, give Relief Factor a try. In 3 weeks, you will know if it's working because you'll feel it. I was sent Relief Factor for me to try. I've been taking it every single day, and I do feel the difference. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Save on your first order. Don't let pain tell you how to live. Fight back naturally with Relief Factor. These products and statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Pick a number between 0 and 9. That's right. Now pick another one. Right again. Now pick one more. Wow, you're on a roll. Now, if you only would have played them. Play your lucky numbers today with 3 daily drawings and top prizes of $500 to $5,000. And add Wild Ball for more winning combos. Cash 3 and Cash 4. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, moolah-making fun. Please play responsibly.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Tony Pollard is younger. He's 3.5 years younger than Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
You're getting him in his prime. And as Adam just stated, you're not asking him to be a bell cow. You've got Spears and Pollard.
Yep.
That's where the league is today.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
Closing out hour number one here on the program. Predators Canucks tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at Bridgestone Arena. Game 6 of this best of 7 series. Vancouver still leads the series 3-2, but the Preds feeling good coming home after Tuesday night's 2-1 win to keep the series alive. And we talked about it yesterday, Patton. I mean, you know, a lot of teams, you know, going up to Vancouver, down 3-1, facing elimination. You know, I'll actually give Chase credit, even though he's on opposite us right now as we speak. I had him on Sportsline last night, and he said the fact that there was no Cancun on 3 before that game. You know what I mean? So
maybe
some
Preds teams had that mentality.
Perhaps.
Not just teams in general. I think some former Preds teams might have had that, but it's a great point.
They have not been good in elimination games.
No.
That was their first, I think, elimination game win in quite some time. So
yeah, they're 0 of their last 4 elimination
games.
Yeah,
I thought that was the stat. So listen, man, they're going to have to do it again tomorrow night, and they know that they're still behind, they're still underdogs to win this series. But man, You know, we've talked about it. You win tomorrow night, all the pressure goes on Vancouver. Now, like you said, they'll be playing game seven on home ice. They'll get the last line change, but they might be gripping those sticks a little tight on Sunday for game seven if the Preds win tomorrow night, because they're the team that's expected to win. They're the team that's expected to move on to round two.
Yeah, and I think
the Preds are playing with house money right
exactly. now. Exactly. I think heading into the playoffs, and you looked at this first round, I would have to say the guys in that locker room, best case scenario is playing on your home ice, trying to survive, trying to get to a game seven. I think this is exactly what they could have wanted and asked for.
And we don't know what the goaltending situation is going to be for Vancouver. Yep. And, you know, if it's the third stringer who's actually played well, he's probably due for a clunker. Maybe it comes tomorrow night. We shall find out. We'll take your phone calls and texts. Chris Sanders, former Titans wideout, will join us at 10:25. Come on back. Hour number two, WNSR.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The LAPD moving in. Los Angeles Police Information Officer Alec Pareda talking about the dismantling of a pro-Palestinian encampment on the campus of UCLA overnight, 24 hours after a violent confrontation between counter-protesters.
With any protest, you know, there's going to be those peaceful protesters, which we support to the fullest. But when it becomes dangerous and violent, those are just unfortunate situations that we have to handle as they come.
At least 132 people were arrested this morning. They were taken off campus, their hands in zip ties. Testimony has resumed at Donald Trump's New York hush money trial. Earlier today, there was a hearing on whether Trump once again violated a gag order imposed in the case. He's already been fined $9,000 for 9 contempt of court violations. President Biden in North Carolina today meeting with the families of the 4 law enforcement officers who were shot and killed Monday as they tried to serve a federal warrant. This is ABC News.
The Omaha Steaks Spring Sale is the perfect time to get fired up for spring grilling. Head over to omahasteaks.com and save on all your favorites or discover something new. Plus, when you use promo code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. With 50% site-wide, you're going to want to hurry before the sale ends. Go to omahasteaks.com. Don't forget to use promo code QUALITY to get an extra $30 off at checkout. Minimum order may be required.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, co-workers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Attention business owners. WNSR has some exciting opportunities for your business to thrive in the dynamic world of sports radio advertising. As the proud home of some of your favorite sports teams like the Atlanta Braves, Memphis Grizzlies, and more, we understand the power of sports in bringing people together and creating a passionate community. We believe that your business can become an integral part of this experience, reaching a diverse and engaged audience. Contact the WNSR sales team for an opportunity to discuss how Nashville's sports radio can elevate your brand to new heights. Whether you're interested in a specific sponsorship package or would like a customized solution, we are here to meet your advertising needs. Call 615-844-1039. 615-844-1039 or email saleswnsr@gmail.com. That's saleswnsr@gmail.com.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by The Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427. 931-801-5427, and also visit the LSCO.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
Welcome back for the second hour of JB and the General, live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now, 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
Hour number two of our radio program, JB and the General, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio, coming to you from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. It's been an eventful morning already.
It certainly
has. What will hour number two bring? We'll find out.
I'm just kind of keeping my head on a swivel here, John. I don't need any call-outs coming my way.
Be careful. That's like I tell people all the time. Be careful. You just never know.
Yes.
To the phones we go. Tony joins us. Hi, Tony.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Tony.
I tell you what, I enjoyed the interview with Corbs. He does tell it like it is. And that was really good. And I always enjoy the when Mulehead calls in. John,
that makes one of us.
How to get to your coach. So.
Sorry, what did you say, Tony?
I said, Mulehead always seems to know how to pull your chain and get your goat.
He is. Mulehead is that guy. That's the best way I can describe it.
Whether you're a UC fan or not, he is pretty cop. I like him.
Yeah, he's that guy. I love Mulehead. He's a pistol.
Don't be that guy.
He is so that guy.
Hey, guys, have y'all seen this crazy story that's developing where the NFL is suing the Houston Cougars on their new uniforms?
I've seen this. It's too Oilers related.
It's right. That's it. They are new uniforms. The Houston Cougars are very symbolic to the Houston Oilers, and it's not only going to be in the football. They're going to make all their athletic uniforms using the Houston Oiler blue, and the Houston Cougars said they don't care. They're going to go to court fighting this, and because of course NFL saying it's, you know, a patent color and thing, but the Cougars are saying they're going to fight it. They're going to wear the uniforms because way before Houston Oilers ever existed, the colors of the Houston Police Department's always been light blue. The town of Houston used to claim that as one of their main colors. And so this is a developing story that the Houston Cougars and the NFL is going to go to battle in a courtroom over these new uniforms. And I don't know where that's going to end up. That's pretty interesting if you ask me. What do you, your take, John?
Well, I don't know much about the story, Tony, admittedly. I'd have to look into it. I mean, for the NFL to want to sue anybody, I mean, that's a serious deal right there. I got a feeling this thing will get worked out. They're not going to go to court on this. It's not going to get litigated. They'll figure something out.
I haven't seen much of Amy come out and say anything. So, but
well,
yeah, I've seen that.
That's because she never talks.
Right.
There's a reason for that.
And I thought it was just, I happened to catch that the other day and I thought, how crazy is this right here? You know, I mean, there's a lot of crazy things. And another interesting story I've started trying to keep up with, y'all saw where Reggie Bush got his, Heisman back.
Yep.
He, come to find out, the the trust board of the Heisman is, has no association or affiliation with the NCAA. So Reggie Bush is still going to continue with his lawsuit suing the NCAA because they won't restore his records. And because of the way things were, that he was, you know, he was never found guilty of being paid to play, but they're still holding that over his head. But now that players are now being paid to play, and now you've got an NCAA agreement out there that's trying to be a settlement that they're going to go back and pay former players some NIL money. I guess y'all have seen some of that.
Yep.
That he's going to continue with his lawsuit for defamation of character now. And I'm like, wow.
Well, it sounds to me like he's got a case. I think that's pettiness by the NCAA. They should, you know, the NCAA should chill. They should drop it. That's what I think.
Don't y'all think the NCAA is, whatever powers they have, they're losing every.
Dude, it happened, what is it, two or three years ago. They got dunked on by the Supreme Court.
Yep.
Right. And then was it yesterday a couple of more states joined with Tennessee and Virginia in the lawsuit against the NCAA? I think there was a couple of more states joined the lawsuit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, sports right now is just everywhere, but at the same time, I don't know what the governing body of the NCAA has to do anymore. I really don't.
Yeah.
They don't control football playoff.
Right. They're losing power by the second. And, it's going to really be interesting to see what they do and what the future holds for them. Because right now, they're looked at kind of like a joke, to be honest with you.
Patton, when you get into a long-term marriage, as the years go by, the husbands generally become like the NCAA right now. you start losing a lot of your power, so just beware of that.
All right, Tony. I like that comparison.
It is. Hey, guys, great show. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Tony. We'll do our best. Tony in Nolensville checking in. Had a lot on his list today, didn't
yes.
he? This uniform thing, though, is pretty interesting. Looking at it in the USA Today, the NFL is a cease and desist order. Now, so the Cougars want to do an alternate powder blue uniform, which looks eerily similar to the Houston Oilers' old powder blue uniforms, which we saw a couple of times this past year that the Titans wore, right?
Right.
So,
and they wouldn't let the Houston Texans really do a Houston Oilers themed jersey, of course, because
they wouldn't
let
the Titans do it for years.
Exactly. Well, the Texans now kind of have a tribute, I guess you could say, to the Houston Oilers. You'll have to look it up, John. That kind of the helmet they're using, kind of for their alternate uniform. It looks cool, but if they're not gonna let the Houston Texans kind of do it, I'd imagine they will probably go after Houston, the university in this case. How it ends up, who knows, but pettiness from the NFL.
Yeah, I don't you think this is going to get settled out of court?
Have a hard time believing we'll get any lawyers fighting back and forth about how important any of this all is.
Yeah, that is petty, by the way. Speaking of petty, how about Deion Sanders?
Yes. Got into it with a former Austin Peay governor. I retweeted him, by the way. Shout out to this individual.
Mm-hmm. So for those that aren't familiar, reading from ESPN here, Colorado coach Deion Sanders and his son, Shedeur Sanders, the starting quarterback, have gone on the offensive on social media after a story ran about how former Buffalo's players fared after many were run off following the arrival of Coach Prime. And Coach Prime basically came in there and said, a lot of you guys aren't going to be here. Or, you know, if you're thinking about staying, you might want to consider the transfer portal because I'm cleaning house.
Right.
Remember, when Prime got there, they were 1-11. They were probably the worst team in the FBS.
Yeah. Right behind Vanderbilt.
In a major conference. Right, exactly. Your words, not mine.
Yeah. I can say it.
Yeah, former Colorado safety Xavier Smith told The Athletic in a story published Monday that Deion Sanders, quote, never even tried to get to know me, end quote, and that he was, quote, destroying guys' confidence and belief in themselves, end quote. Shedeur Sanders posted to X, formerly Twitter, that he didn't even remember who Smith was. Quoting Shedeur Sanders here, bro had to be very mid at best, insinuating Smith was only an average player. Smith, who had an injury trouble in his short time at Colorado, earned freshman All-American honors at Austin Peay in 2023 and has since followed coach Scotty Walden to UTEP. After Shedeur's tweet, things escalated into a series of back-and-forth trash talk. Colorado receiver Caleb Mathis posted a video of himself getting the better of Smith in a practice last spring, to which Smith's Austin Peay teammate, Jaheim Ward, noted that Mathis had just 38 receiving yards last season. this gets better. The tweet led to Ward's career stats at the FCS school, 36 tackles over the past three seasons getting posted, prompting Coach Sanders to weigh in on Wednesday, stating, "Law Jesus," quoting LAW Jesus, above a screenshot of Ward's stats. Deion Sanders' tweet, taking aim at a relatively anonymous FCS player, was viewed more than 12 million times since it was posted. He also clapped back at another ex-user who took issue with Shedeur's social media behavior and pointed out Colorado's 4-8 record last year. Yeah, the guy basically posted, you know, "Deion, stop acting like your son is, you know, all that," when you went 4-8 last year. Deion Sanders said of his son, "He will be a top-5 pick. Where your son going? LOL, LOL, LOL. I got time today. LOL, LOL, LOL."
One now, more tweet behind this.
You got, oh, there's
this,
more?
Jaheim Ward, he quote tweeted Prime's tweet and said, "Damn, it's crazy. I got more pass breakups than your son," with a couple clown emojis. I retweeted and favorited that. Jaheim Ward is a very, you turn on the tape, he's a good FCS football player. Yeah. He's not a joker by any means, but you go on, but I just wanted to add that on.
Well, I mean, you know, that's basically the gist of it. A lot of back and forth. Look, it's one thing if players do it. That we're in that age now where, you know, kids, you know, young adults, you know, they clap back at each other on social media. That's become the norm. Don't necessarily like it. You know, I'm kind of old, being an old guy, get off my lawn on this. Don't necessarily. But Deion Sanders does not have to get involved in that crap, man. You know, you're a coach. You're an FBS coach, and I get it. Deion's from that culture. You know, you clap at me, I'm gonna clap back at you. But let the kids handle that. You be the coach. You rise above that. And I understand, and I love Deion. I'm a Deion fan. I loved him as a player. Hell, I loved him as a baseball player. He hit 300 one year for the Braves. You know, and I love what he's doing. And I like the fact that he's kind of gotten in there and ruffled some feathers in college football. I dig it. But he doesn't need to be involved in that kind of stuff. That's not his lane. I get it. You're Coach Prime. You're the guy. I get it. You're the Hall of Famer. You're the GOAT of defensive backs and all this type of stuff. And I understand that culture, you know, the culture where he comes from, because I lived it. You know what I'm saying? But as a coach, you know, if your son's going to talk trash on Twitter, that's one thing. Or if your player's going to talk trash on Twitter, that's one thing. I don't think Coach Prime needs to be involved in that. And I'm saying this as a Coach Prime fan.
Yeah, well, you know what this also is, John? It's like your mom sticking up for you on Facebook.
Yes.
It's embarrassing.
Right.
If my mom ever did that, I go, "Mom, get off."
Remember the time when we were having our thing with the afternoon show? And with Bruno and Zach, shout out to both those guys, by the way. We missed you guys. Zach Williams, Bruno Reagan, great dudes, man. They did an afternoon show here for a bit. And we kind of worked a wrestling angle. We were going back and forth. We were saying stuff about each other. I talk crap about them on the morning show. They talk crap about me in the afternoon show. And it worked because everybody thought it was a shoot when it was a work. And like, Bruno's mom like hates me to this day. She blocked me on Twitter. Zach's dad was like posting on Facebook, "I don't know why, you know, John Burton is saying this about my son. Who is this clown?" And they both had to be like, "Yo, We're all in on it. It's okay. We're having fun. We're screwing
right.
around.
But it also.
But
just,
you're right. That would be a bad. If my mother, if Eleanor Burton, God rest her soul, got on social media as like, you know, stop talking about my son Jonathan. You leave mom. I'd be like, Ma, right. I got this. Chill.
I'm a grown man.
I'm a grown ass man.
It's okay.
Chill. I'm just protecting my son.
But I think it also pushes a narrative, John, that's thrown out there that Deion really isn't serious about. Being a
it makes you wonder
a major college football coach after Shedeur Sanders declares for the draft, because that's the talk. Is he really going to be in mm-hmm. Colorado after his son goes to the NFL? I've got my doubts on that.
I think he's probably going to be the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. You know Jerry would love to bring in Coach Prime to coach his team. You know Jerry would love that.
We're going to have a LeBron and Bronny 2.0 here with the Cowboys.
Yep.
Next year's draft.
Yep. They're going to get rid of Dak. They're going to draft Shedeur, and they're going to hire Prime, and Shadur's going to be the starting quarterback. Shedeur Sanders. You imagine him running around with a star on his helmet?
It looked good.
You're not wrong.
The Sanders on his nameplate.
I've always hated the Dallas Cowboys, but seeing Deion back in the day in that uniform, he made it look good.
Yep.
You know, Deion Sanders, I mean.
That's a hard thing to do, right, John?
With, you know, returning punts and kickoffs and interceptions for touchdowns, high-stepping at the 30 with a star on his helmet. And most times it came at the expense of my Giants, so I remember it well. That was brutal. No, I mean, you're right, because I'm sure a lot of people are questioning. And you know what? I don't even think Colorado cares. They're getting two, maybe 3 years of big time attention. They went, you know, they were the most covered and talked about 4-8 team in all of college football last year.
For the first 3 months of the season, they were Big Noon Kickoff.
Yep.
Every Saturday at noon or whatever time it ended up being, they were the talk of not only the Big 12 or the Pac-12, but really college football there for a little bit.
And that ruffled a lot of feathers, you know, because the old guard was like, well, why are they getting all the attention? Because he's Deion Sanders. It's what he does. He gets attention. You know what I'm saying? So
now after Oregon, it kind of all spiraled out of control. But
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, interesting. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. Former Titans wideout Chris Sanders is going to join us. We'll get his thoughts about the draft and whatever he wants to talk about. It's Chris Sanders, man. We love having him on. Speaking of Sanders, all kinds of Sanders today. Interesting show. Would you not agree?
Very interesting. It's been fun. I didn't really know what today's show would be like because, of course, we had a lull in between the Preds.
Mm-hmm.
And no real Titans news other than Tyler Boyd visiting, but it's been a fun one.
Yeah, before we go to break, what do you make of that? I'd heard some rumor and innuendo that Boyd would
love that.
He's obviously high on the Titans radar, and who knows?
Yeah, got the connection, of course, with Brian Callahan. But if you go from last year, a wide receiver core of DeAndre Hopkins, good, Treylon Burks, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, Kyle Phillips, so on and so forth, to a DeAndre Hopkins, Calvin Ridley, Treylon Burks, Tyler Boyd, sign me up.
Man, you're telling Will Levis, no excuses, man. You got your weapons. Let's go.
Yep.
All right, we'll come back with more WNSR.
Do you ever feel like gambling is causing financial strain or hurting your relationships? The Gambling Clinic has been helping people who want to change their gambling habits for over 2 decades. With physical clinics and remote online appointments, we're here to help you make informed decisions about your gambling so it doesn't lead to a bigger problem. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com so we can work together to help you win your life back. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. That's 800-649-0142.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
It's JB and the General.
We're going to re-sign Derek. We're going to bring Ryan back for one more year. I can win. With
the band is coming back.
What I mean, what happened last year? In the 11th hour, they signed D-Hop. But I strongly believe that Vrabel at the last hour, you know, slammed his fist on the table and said, I can win with this team. Let's not start the rebuild.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR. You're listening to JB and the General. Call or text into the show, 615-844-5600.
On a Thursday edition, coming to you from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. We bring him in every week at this time. Former Titans wideout, great. Former Buckeye at the Ohio State University. And all around great dude, Chris Sanders, joins us. Good morning, Chris. How you doing, man?
Hey, man, I got a song for you this morning. Hello, is it me you're looking for?
How weird was that video, man?
His afro was perfect.
Because it was a combination afro and Jerry curl, you know what I mean?
And then he had a Jeff Fisher mustache. That's not a good conversation. So you got the baby afro that looked like Rick James, and then you got...
I love...
He had the Jeff Fisher mustache. That's not a good...
I love him. I used to listen to him all the time. It's great. I was at USC. Yeah, he's great.
You're looking for...
There's a girl I like, you know, she's a couple, you know, lived in the other dorm. I played it for her one time. It's great.
Let's go to the movies. Popcorn.
Let's go see Back to the Future. It's a great movie. Michael J. Fox, great actor. Well, speaking of Fisher, debut for the Nashville Cats last Saturday night, 47-12. You hold an arena football team to just 12 points. You're doing something defensively.
Man, they look good, not just defensively. I mean, just watching them overall. I mean, and you know, when you have a first game, you know, you try to get out all the kinks and everything. But, man, they were a well-oiled machine. I mean, the passing game was good, the defense flying around. The one thing I love about the whole situation, there was a good-looking crowd there. So it was exciting. It was fun. And Jeff Fisher and
the arena looked great.
Yeah, it did. It looked good. There was a lot of people there.
Titans draft, obviously, in the books. How much of that did you monitor over last weekend, and what did you think of the draft class overall?
I thought it was really, really good, and I like the offensive line. The line guy, Latham, you know, from Alabama. But here's the thing that I want people to really, really understand. Your offensive line just was big, but now it got bigger. Look, check this out. The left tackle is Latham, 342 pounds. You got Skoronski, 313. You got Cushenberry, 315. You got Brunskill, 313. You got Petit Ferrer, 316. That is a huge offensive line. So, you know, I know everybody was kind of upset because they didn't get Joe Alt and all that stuff, but Latham is a good player.
Yeah. What about the consternation a lot of people have? Because obviously he was an RT at Alabama, like you mentioned. Now he's moving over to LT. You know, I can understand how some fans would feel that way. I know Patton talked about it as a fan, but I don't know. if he's getting coached up by Bill Callahan, I got a good feeling about him, don't you?
Yeah, and Bill Callahan has done it before. I think he coached a guy at the Browns called, I think it's Jedrick Wills. You know, he was from Alabama. He was a right tackle, moved to left tackle, you know, I think it was a 2020 draft. So if he did it with him, he can definitely do it with Latham, because it's all about teaching. It's all about footwork. It's all about, you know, being a good run blocker. And when you got a coach like Bill Callahan, he's that dude. I mean, I call him TD, that dude, because he takes players that are gifted athletic-wise and have them become great offensive line guys.
Hmm. Chris, when you looked at, did you think they needed to get a receiver a little bit higher than what they ended up getting, I believe, in the sixth?
Yeah, I mean, they could have, but, you know, when you're talking about, you know, getting Calvin Ridley on the offseason, I mean, he's a number one guy. Then you got Hop, that's pretty good. Then you got Burks, if he comes on. Then you got, you know, Phillips. So there's some receivers on the Tennessee Titans that are pretty good. But I think they should have got one maybe a little earlier, maybe in the fourth round, because there were still some guys there. You got a guy in the sixth round named Jaquan Jackson from Tulane, 5'9", 188 pounds. That's still kind of an unknown. If you look at his statistics,
mm-hmm.
he had 26 catches for 439 and 4 TDs. But here's the thing that's I'm kind of concerned about. They want to try to put him at punt returner, but the only thing about it is he had 6 muffs. When you have 6 muffs in college, when you go to the pros, the pressure is going to be even more intense. So I don't know if he can handle it. If he can do it or not.
What'd you make of the pick of Devondre Sweat? Obviously, Jeff Simmons loved it because he needs some help on that interior defensive line. He's a big guy. They got to really monitor his weight, and I know he kind of fell a little bit, his stock did, because he got a DUI. What'd you make of that pick overall?
I loved it, and I'm going to tell you why, because he made so many people better by not even stepping on the field. He just made your linebacking core better. He just made Jeffrey Simmons better, because the reason why I say made him better already is because he's going to eat up those double teams. And when you eat up those double teams, when you have two offensive line double teaming you, then now you got the linebackers that can scrape into a dog that's right behind him because there's two guys on him. And then Jeffrey Simmons gets frustrated because he consistently gets double teamed.
Mm-hmm.
Then now you got Sweat getting double teamed, and now it's going to be a nightmare if just one guy tries to block Jeffrey Simmons. So he just made your linebacking core great, and also Jeffrey Simmons.
Chris, Devondre Sweat kind of had the off-the-field incident about a month ago. How would you handle that if you were the Titans?
I mean, but here's what we got to understand. This is what makes me so mad. You know, everybody wants to sit back and judge a guy because he made a mistake in college. Sometimes put yourself in your shoes. The reason why nobody's talking about your stuff, not you, but your stuff, I'm talking about people out there, is because you didn't get caught. He just happened to get caught and make a bad choice. I'm not negating and saying what he did was right, but he's a young kid that can learn from his mistakes. Even though the situation looked like a mess, he can turn his mess into a message. Give you a perfect example. When Jeffrey Simmons came out, everybody talks, oh, he's not a good guy, and he's done this, and he got in a fight, and this and that. He's been an outstanding citizen from day one.
He's been terrific.
Terrific.
Great guy on and off the
field.
Absolutely,
and he's huge, too.
He's a big man. That's why they call him Big Jeff.
He's like a big Lou Rawls.
You'll never find as long as you live.
That's a love boat, man.
No.
Oh.
Remember that song, You're Gonna Miss My Lovin' by Lou Rawls? It was the top 40 hit in the 70s.
I thought that was Bobby Womack.
No. You're thinking of Bobby Brown.
Every little step I take.
Matter of fact, you know, it's funny you mentioned that. We're watching some old 80s videos the other day, and the friend I was with, you know, Every Little Step came on, and this little skinny guy was out there, you know, doing the running man and doing the robot and doing all these things. And my friend said, is that Chris Sanders, the former Titan, that comes on yours and Patton's show every time? I said, no, it's Bobby Brown.
Oh, my God. It's my prerogative. I got something in the chamber waiting for you. Me and my wife was watching football, right? We was watching some old clips of me catching touchdowns against the Cincinnati Bengals and all that. She's like, baby, I want to watch some old school basketball. I said, all right, I'm going to put on the Rockets. Oh, Rockets. You know, they had the little shorts and bad afros. So this guy runs out, and she's like, babe, I did not know that John played for the Rockets. I said, no, baby, that's Ralph Sampson.
I thought you were going to say Lewis Lloyd. Remember
him? I might have got him. Yeah,
the point guard who was as dark as midnight.
So if he went to night school, he would have got counted absent.
Dude, he was so black, he was blue. People thought he was a mailbox. They tried to put letters in his mouth.
See, you didn't catch that. If you go to night school, you'll be counted absent.
You'll be counted absent. I got you. I got you. Well, speaking of wide receivers and the Cincinnati Bengals, Tyler Boyd apparently is visiting the Titans. What do you think he could add to this offense? And I'll ask you again, as we've done all off season, what would his signing potentially mean for Treylon Burks in your mind?
If he comes, I think Treylon Burks' days are numbered. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing that, you know, you have to make a lot of people happy now. I mean, you already got Hop,
Calvin Ridley.
Calvin Ridley, you got Calvin Ridley, you got those guys that want the ball, so now you got Boyd, too, that wants to go out and try to catch some football. So I know it can be a great asset, but at the end of the day, you want to make sure you can spread the ball around. I mean, the guy can play. He's great at the slot. He can run choice routes. He can run those seam routes. You know, when those guys are getting double-teamed outside. So, yeah, it'll be a great asset, but you got to remember, you got to spread the ball around because you got a lot of weapons on your offense.
Chris, the first 14 picks in the draft were offense. To you, is that an anomaly, or is this maybe the sign of something to come?
Yeah, I mean, but you got to remember, this is an offense league now. I mean, it's a passing offense. If you look at the teams that are very explosive, like the Kansas City Chiefs did it again. I mean, they're getting players that can score points. They're getting players that are impact players at the quarterback position. And I know this is kind of a little bit off the subject, but how do the Kansas City Chiefs do that every year?
It's amazing, isn't it?
I mean, they got Hollywood Brown and they got Xavier Worthy.
Yeah, the fastest receiver available in this year's draft, and we saw what Mahomes can do with a very fast wide receiver. No,
man,
when he had Tyreek Hill.
How do they do that? I mean, it's like they'd be waiting in the cut and just sitting there, and then all of a sudden the guys just a great player just drops them. Like, I got him. I'm just like, what in the Sammy Hill's going on?
Chris, we're talking with former Titans wideout Chris Sanders. Chris, what did you make of the whole Atlanta deal, taking Penix after they had signed Kirk Cousins? They're getting a lot of heat for it, but, you know, I kind of like their reasoning. It's like, we don't want to be stuck in quarterback purgatory. When Cousins is ready to move on, we want to have a guy plugged in, ready to go. I don't see a big issue with that.
Yeah, but not even that. You got to remember that Cousins is coming off an injury.
True.
You know, I think he hurt his Achilles heel. So, you know, you got to make sure, you got to have an insurance plan. I mean, to make sure that you have a quarterback that can come and play. And I like Penix. The one thing I love about Penix is he stands tall in the pocket, and those are great long balls.
He can spin it, right?
He can spin it. I mean, look at what he did championship game where he threw a couple of bombs. I'm like, whoa, this dude can play. So, you know, everybody, oh, they shouldn't have got him. But you got to remember, a lot of people don't know that Cousins got hurt last year. Yeah, he signed, he got a big old signing bonus and a lot of money. But at the end of the day, you got to make sure he's ready to play the game. And if he's not ready, you got to get a quarterback that's ready to play day one.
Chris, rookie minicamp coming up for the Titans, I believe May 10th is when they kick it off. What was that like for you, rookie minicamp, and kind of the early days as the Titan?
And if I can just add to that, Chris, what would be your advice for these kids that are about to come in and get on an NFL field for the first time?
Make your presence known. And, you know, when I say make your presence known, you need to show up on film every single day. And let me tell you, I got drafted third round. You know, and it's funny because I talked to one of my mentors, Les Steckel, today. Actually, I talked to him, and we were talking about reminiscing how I came in and whatever. And, you know, he was just kind of like, you know, telling me the things I need to do and whatever, because I was mad because, you know, there's some other coaches that they wanted to take another receiver, but they took me. And he said, Chris, this is what you got to do. He said, every day you practice from one-on-one to 7-on-7 a team, you need to show up on practice. I went from being the eighth receiver to the fourth receiver to the third receiver to starting. Why? Because every 7-on-7, I'm making a spectacular catch. Every, you know, team, I'm making a spectacular catch. And also, I understood the playbook. So what I would tell these young cats coming in, make sure you show up on film and make sure you know the study book. And also, you know, when you do that, a coach that never talked to you the first couple of days, all of a sudden he starts talking to you, that is a very plus because you're showing up on film.
Chris, what is it like learning an NFL playbook? For someone who will never see one ever, I don't know what to really think of it.
It's the same thing, but it's different verbiage. I mean, it's kind of like...
I was going to say, do you kind of relate it to what you knew in the past? You just have to, you know, substitute the nomenclature and the verbiage?
Yeah, it's just...
By the way, how many brothers you know on the radio saying nomenclature these days?
No, I didn't know what that meant. I thought it was something you catch on your foot. You got the nomenclature on your foot.
So man, you got the nomenclature, bro.
Come in, man, let me see that nomenclature. I'm like, I just went along with it. Like, yeah, that's right. I had no idea what you said. But the playbook, it depends on what position you play. Like, at wide receiver, we're going to see cover two, we're going to see cover three, we're going to see cover zero, we're going to see cover one. We're going to see that. It's just understanding how the coach wants you to do the technique, because at Ohio State, he might have did a different than how this coach wants to do it. So you just got to adapt to that. But now you're a quarterback. You got to know what the offensive line is doing. You got to know what every receiver is doing. You got to know what the secondary is doing. And you got to know where every blitz is coming from. So as a quarterback situation, it might be harder because the playbook is so complex. But as a wide receiver, we got to run a slant, a hitch, a bubble. We got to do, but it's just lining up in different formations.
Did you hear the Steelers are considering having Justin Fields return kicks? He might be their starting quarterback. I think he will be by midseason next year.
What they need to do is they need to get your general manager, and you know when you're in trouble and your parents be like, come here, boy.
Yeah.
They need to get the dinner and say, you need to go and time out and don't you say a word. That's what they need to do. Hey, general manager, come in. Let me rap to you. Don't you say a word. Don't you even do that. How in the world are you going to put him at, and I'm being respectful when I say, why would you put him at punt return? What if Russell Wilson gets hurt, and then all of a sudden he gets hurt? Where do you have a quarterback?
Yeah. I remember the Giants one year, you know, they wanted Jason Sehorn to return kicks. He did it in a preseason game against the Jets, ripped up his knee, was out for the season.
You don't want to do that because you got to remember that, if somebody missed a block, You're gonna get hit in the snouts. I mean, you're gonna get hit hard. You're gonna get hit hard. But now we're looking at the kickoff return. Now it's a little different. So I don't know. That's kind of, why would you put your quarterback back there?
So I was watching some old NBA a couple nights ago. Watching the Bad Boy Pistons. And there was this guy that came off the bench and was scoring and hitting buckets left and right. And the friend I was with said, is that Chris Sanders? Isn't that, that's Chris, right? I said, no, that's the microwave, Vinnie Johnson.
Oh, my God. Well, guess what my wife said.
What?
Faith, I love you. You're listening. How can I count the ways? I love you. We were watching some of my old highlights. She's like, David, you look good in those shows. I'm like, I know, baby. So she's like, I want to watch some more basketball. She's like, I just love the way they run and they dunking on people, and I love their afros. So we're watching the Boston Celtics. And she's like, baby. She kind of nudged me. She's like, baby. She's like, I did not know John played for the Celtics. I said, baby, no, that's not John. That is Robert Parrish.
The Hawk. Oh, man. I wish I was 7 foot. I'm nowhere near.
But you can't be 7 foot and knock knees. I mean, you can't do that.
You can't be. You're not wrong.
You are like, what's that guy that's on TNT?
Kenny Smith.
You can't be 7 feet and knock knees like that. You can't be running down the field knocking me like that and trying to dunk, man. Come on, man.
Did you hear what Chuck said about the Pelicans after they got eliminated?
What did he say?
He was like, because normally, they send the team that gets eliminated fishing. He's like, they're not even going fishing. They're going to Galveston, Texas with their old dirty water out there. Nothing but dirty water washing up on the beach. That's where they're going.
That's
knuckleheads.
That's like, Charles Barkley who said that. Charles Barkley would say some crazy stuff.
Oh, and he gets away with it because he's
Gets away with it, man. I remember we were talking about the ladies in Texas eating churros.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Oh, my God.
They got a bunch of big fat women down there.
I love them churros.
They're eating them churros.
Them churros is good, man. I'm going to give me some more churros.
I'm going to get them churros. Remember what he said about the Phoenix Sun? He's like, dirty seeds, the popcorn stale, the beer stale. You get the nachos, they give you pickles instead of jalapenos.
Man, when I tell you, they laugh and they laugh. Oh. That is the best show in America.
Shaq lost it when he was talking about the Pelicans. Is that not the best studio show in the history of TV sports?
Oh, my God. But you should, when they laugh at it, it's the best show I've seen when they on is when that dude, I don't know who he plays for, but his hairline was back so far.
Yeah.
And they talked about that, trying not to laugh, and the other dude was trying to be serious. Like, man, y'all can't be kidding. Y'all see that. If he had to salute the arm, he had to be way back. Like,
Oh, my God. Chris, you're the best, man. We love you, bro.
You're the best, brother. Man, love you, too, man. Appreciate you guys.
Please give our best to your lovely wife as
well. Oh, that's my girl. I love you, Faith. Can I count the ways? I love you.
All right.
Appreciate you guys.
All right. Oh, the great Chris Sanders.
Unreal.
I mean, Thursdays are great. You get Corbs early, and then you get Sanders later. I mean, Thursday's probably the best day.
Both were high-flying.
I mean, every day is wonderful here, of course.
Absolutely. Both were high-flying, and both had quotes.
Both had things to say. All right, we'll come back. What do you have to say? Give us a call, 615-844-5600-WNSR.
And now, Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. They're professionals who care.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-617-0239. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-617-0239. That's 800-617-0239. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
BuyAndTow.com. Get cash for junk cars. You have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit BuyAndTow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473, BuyAndTow.com. That's BuyAndTow.com.
The battle for a 7th Street Division crown starts right now. And the East already knows. Don't sleep on the Atlanta Braves.
Swung on, belted, deep right field, gone. Home run, Michael Harris.
Tomorrow night, the battle of National League rivals doesn't get much bigger as the Braves roll into L.A. to take on Freddie Freeman and the Dodgers.
Coverage begins at 8:55 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to JB and the General. Call or text into the show, 615-844-5600.
Quickly go to the phones. RD in Kaleoka joins us. Hi, RD.
Good morning, friends.
What's up?
Well, I've recovered from my embarrassing dementia call.
Oh, good, man. It happens to me all the time, bro. Patton, this is what you have to look forward to as you get older.
Yes.
So, you know.
That's right. Listen, I hope I'm not being offensive, but when Chris brought up the term a while ago, blue gum, I was a rookie police officer, and I got a call in a housing project, and this kind, elderly, my age or older, little black lady, a young thug had knocked her down and snatched her purse.
Oh.
And so I was filling out the report and asked her to describe the guy, and she started out saying, well, he was a blue gum. And I said, ma'am, I'm sorry. She had it defined. I never heard such a term. I don't know if I've heard it since then when Chris brought it up. But anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was laughing. I didn't even remember him saying that. So.
Yeah, he did. Mm. You know, that's quite offensive. But anyway, I don't know why I called.
Well, I'm just happy you called, RD. We always like hearing from you.
Absolutely.
All right. Hope the call wasn't offensive. See you guys.
All good. Have a good day. Dr. Detroit. We're up against it. Oh, there we go. Hey, Doc. Dr. D. Call back. Your phone's not acting properly. What a surprise. Schmitty joins us. Hi, Schmitty.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing, man?
Doing pretty good. About the NBA post-game show that I love watching. Last night was hilarious. They were doing, especially after my Mavericks won by 30, they were doing some stunts, and then Barkley went off about people bashing coaches and stuff.
I saw that clip this morning on social media, yeah. I think he's 100% right.
And
Corbs kind of alluded to that, too, earlier in the show, in case you missed that.
I did hear that. not to throw out names, but I was actually interviewed by her last year about wearing the Shrek mask, and she just kind of said, "What made you come up with that idea?" And I was just like, "Well, his name's Shrek, and there's a movie about a green ogre."
Pretty simple.
I remember that article, actually. I read that article.
Yeah. That was me. Hey, I just finished watching a show. I didn't even know the show about Will Ferrell. Playing, he played 10 positions in one day in spring training back 10 years ago.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of Nashville ties. He's talking to Marcus Semien with the A's. Then he said, "What if I have a good day? I'm gonna take your spot, and you'll be on the next bus to Toledo." He's like, "No, I think it's Nashville." And there was also Don Mattingly, Don Cooper,
nice,
Bruce Bochy, and then one Matt Bushman,
who
played for Vanderbilt and married Sarah Walsh, who used to work here for Channel 2.
Yep.
So, really, really, really funny. I would recommend it.
What's, can I stream it? Netflix, or?
I think it was on Prime Video.
Prime Video? Okay. I'll check it out for sure.
So. All right. Well, I'll save Dr. D some time to talk about his Tigers.
Congrats again, Schmitty.
Yep.
All right, take care.
Thanks, Schmitty. All right. Well, you're going to have to deal with Dr. Detroit on your own because we got to take our final break, and I got to get out of here and get down to the arena for Preds practice for TV. We will catch you tomorrow, and we're going to have Danny Brewer on to help us handicap the Kentucky Derby because I completely forgot that it's the first Saturday in May. So,
I need some new shoes, so that's perfect.
Yeah, man. Back a horse, get paid, brother.
Back a horse, get paid.
See you tomorrow, man.
See you, John.
All right.
And now, Ramirez's Handyman in Framing is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please go to USO.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. For all your residential or commercial framing, roofing, siding, and handyman needs, no job's too big or too small. So give the pros a call at 972-684-0750. 972-684-0750. That's Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. They're professionals who care.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale, where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. And when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big, beefy burgers, and so much more. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor and endless value. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Simply go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale today. And don't forget to use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. Hurry, because this deal won't last long. Kickstart your spring grilling today. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher. Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
Dame Dalla. Nobody was betting on this guy going into the postseason. He just reminded everybody why he needed to bust out of Portland. What he's really in Milwaukee for. Dame's like, Giannis? No Giannis? Psst, please, have some. You know it's a great half when you don't score at all in the second half and you still lead them to an absolute beatdown. Great to see Dame looking like Dame, and I know the Bucks definitely agree because they need him now more than ever.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
Oh, sorry. I was just letting that play a little bit. Big up the Valley Preds coverage, unless you're a Comcast viewer, of course. We had a call yesterday. Comcast and Valley aren't exactly on the best of terms right now, I guess you could say. You could say that. Got some SEC baseball tonight. Tennessee and Florida will start their series a day early. That one's at 6 o'clock on ESPN. Tennessee, number 3 in the country. Shout out Tony Vols. Shout out Tennessee, having a fantastic year. Of course, Vanderbilt will head to them the second to last weekend. Well, actually, Tennessee will come to Hawkins Field the second to last weekend of the season. So got that tonight. In the NBA, we got the Bucks and the Pacers, 5:30 on TNT, and the Knicks, JB's New York Knicks, and the Philadelphia 76ers at 8 o'clock tonight. Philly at home looking to stave off elimination. 2.5-point favorites are the 76ers tonight, and the Pacers are 8.5-point favorites looking to close out that series at home in front of the home faithful, as they had disaster, quite frankly, the other night where they dropped game number 5 to the Milwaukee Bucks in the Pat Beverly led New York, or at the Pat Beverly Milwaukee Bucks. So you got that as well tonight. In terms of the NHL, a couple more games this evening. We had a few teams get wrapped up last night. Just one game tonight. The Boston Bruins and the Toronto Maple Leafs go to battle tonight. Boston looking to close up that one on the road in Toronto. 7 o'clock. Watch that one on TBS this afternoon. Of course, when JB is gone, which if you're just now joining us, one, where the heck were you? The show's about over here in about 2 minutes' time. JB heading out to morning skate for the Predators right before their big-time game tomorrow night. They play the Vancouver Canucks. Game number 6, looking to stay alive. Preds are favored in this one. Minus 130 is that money line at this point. 6 o'clock, watch that one on TNT and Bally Sports. If you get Bally, if you're not a Comcast subscriber of course. So we'll preview that, of course, tomorrow. If you weren't listening to JB earlier, we're going to have Danny Brewer on, I would imagine, at the 10 o'clock hour, 10:05 or 10:25. And, of course, we will have our guy, Ryan Callahan, join us to talk all things Vols, Vols football, basketball, a couple transfer news coming their way for the Vols hoops. We'll talk about that. Of course, we talked about Coach Caldwell earlier, the Lady Vols new head coach. Maybe get into that a little bit as well. As I always do, once JB isn't here, quickly we'll give you a little Nashville SC talk before we close out this show. They got a game this Saturday on the 4th of May, 7:30 Central is that one, taking on Montreal. What a disastrous season it's been so far for Nashville SC. One win, five draws, three losses in there. It's been pretty despicable, to be quite honest. Right now, where they sit in the Eastern Conference, drum roll please, second to last in the Eastern Conference right now, a minus seven goal difference, 8 points. They are only better than the New England Revolution, who have 4 points on the year. They tied the San Jose Earthquakes, who Nashville SC gave up their lead for last Saturday. Everybody, fun show. Thanks for tuning in to JB and myself. No Braves baseball. They got the day off. They survived the sweep yesterday against the Marlins. Coming up at 2 to 4, we got the McFarland Show. Justin and, of course, Darren McFarland will get you going her their way. It's been a fun one, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Happy Thursday. Enjoy this beautiful weather on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. We'll see you tomorrow from 9 to 11.